Florida's citrus growers last year voted overwhelmingly to form the Citrus Research and Development Foundation and give it additional taxing powers to perform research on greening and other serious problems, only to have the bill authorizing their actions vetoed by Governor Charlie Crist this year. Changes that the November 2nd election brought to the Florida legislature could allow that veto to be overridden soon. Here's Florida Citrus Mutual Communications Director Andrew Meadows.
With the election, the Republicans garnered a veto-proof majority in the House and the Senate. So leadership in both of those chambers have decided to attempt to override several bills that were vetoed by Governor Crist during the 2010 session when they have their organizational meeting on November the 16th. A very important measure to the Florida citrus industry, HB 981, was vetoed by Governor Crist because of some greenbelt provision in it. HB 981 was the bill that would codify the Citrus Research and Development Foundation, as well as raise the cap on the research assessment on growers from 1 cent to 3 cents. This was a very important measure. It really was serving as the foundation to our research effort to defeat HLB and greening, and we were highly disappointed when the governor chose to veto it, even though the bill passed almost unanimously through the House and the Senate.
When could we expect to see an increase in the tax?
Now that this bill has been, or presumably will be, overridden, those are some details that the industry are going to have to take a look at and see if we would have the authority to raise that tax if the CRDF deems it necessary.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.